Item 88, authorize an agreement with Portland Streetcar Inc. to provide a streetcar operator relief point.
So Commissioner Novick, Mr. President, I pulled this item for discussion. I'm concerned as to why we're paying for operations to Portland Streetcar when we already pay overhead to Portland Streetcar, why we would be providing bathroom and kitchen cleaning services, and why we're entering into this contract, which includes an agreement for Portland Streetcar Inc. to enter into a 5-year lease for this office space, when later in the agenda we're going to be considering going out for bid for a new contract, potentially with somebody else.
Thank you, Commissioner. Catherine, Mr. Bauer, would you please address those questions?
Yes, thank you. So this agreement provides for the operator relief point. The city, to answer perhaps your questions in reverse order, the city is not party to the lease between PSI and the building owner. This agreement specifically is between the city and PSI for the operator relief point, which provides a break and a bathroom for operators. It is on both the NS and the CL lines.
Going back to Lacey, excuse me for interrupting, but why is then the lease and a part of the contract?
I think that PSI is acknowledging that they have entered into a lease and they have control of the space that they're offering to us.
I believe what the contract says. It's more of a whereas statement.
No, it's part of the agreement. Both parties agree that PSI agrees to enter into a 5-year lease for office space.
We could probably amend that language. We've already entered into the agreement. It's completely separate from this.
But the city is not a party to that.
That's correct.
No, PSI has a lease agreement on its own office space.
So, to the question,
it says this agreement is effective as of December 1st. So you've already entered into this agreement?
No.
It was drafted
for
a December 1st date. In answer to your question about operator relief points, we have had a trailer at the OMSI location for operator relief, which includes a bathroom, and there is also an operator relief in Southwest Lowell and South Waterfront, where drivers can get out of the vehicle, use the restroom, take a break. With the extension of the loop, the trailer at the OMSI location, I believe, will be removed, which only makes it more important that the operators have a place on the line where we can switch drivers and an operator can go to a break room and use a restroom.
Why isn't this providing such a place part of the overhead that we pay to Portland Streetcar Inc. to manage?
You don't pay me any overhead.
Yes, we do.
Not in the current agreement, you do not.
Bishop, my understanding is that what the city is agreeing to do here is to provide cleaning services for the relief point, which is something that our maintenance crews do elsewhere. So it's more convenient for us to do it rather than to have Portland Streetcar Inc. Contract separately for somebody else to do it. Do I have that right, Catherine?
That's correct. Our city utility workers have a regular route. They clean all path platforms and pick up garbage, and they do that at the other two relief points. So this would be adding this as a stop for them in their regular route.
The crux of the issue is Portland Streetcar Inc. is not responsible for providing bathrooms for the operators. That's not part of the agreement. The city needs to have an operator relief point at some point. You're going to have to clean a bathroom at some point. Ours happens to be right where both lines cross. It's built and ready to be used today. So it's a question of how much do we want to pay for toilet paper and who's paying for toilet paper.
And I realize it's a relatively small amount. However, we do build into all of our contracts with Portland Streetcar Inc. there is an additional markup. So I don't understand
why. I have to disagree with that, ma'am. That's not the way the contract's written.
Well,
I think there's a difference between the capital contracts, which I believe you're referring to, and the operating agreement. The operating agreement does not provide for a profit margin.
Okay, but the capital contract has a built-in overhead.
The capital contracts, I believe, did.
And Catherine, am I correct that currently the operators are using facilities at the maintenance yard, for example, as relief points, which we maintain. So we provide cleaning services there.
We do have the headquarters under I-405,
Right.
Which has facilities, but unfortunately it's not on the intersection of both lines. So this is a more convenient location for operators using both the NS and CL lines.
But it involves a bathroom that's going to be located in Portland Streetcar Inc.'s offices.
There is a bathroom in the office, and they are making it available to the operators to use, yes.
So
who's cleaning it now?
I am.
And that's the case for many of our remote locations in Office of Neighborhood Associations. It's the staff who
clean
the
and if it was just my staff using it, not 54 operators a day, I would be perfectly fine with that. I have two staff. I've been cleaning it for several months.
Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. But with 54 operators a day circling through there routinely, the bathroom gets pretty heavily used. My neighbors have already complained about the number of times the toilet is flushing. It's a very convenient spot. I mean, again, my argument here is you're going to have to clean a bathroom somewhere along the line. This bathroom is right there. It's already built. There's not a whole lot more to this.
So this is a much more convenient place for the operators to stop as opposed to going on to the maintenance yard and using the facilities there. And instead of paying for additional cleaning at the maintenance yard and buying additional toilet paper, we're paying for it here instead.
That's correct.
How does TriMet manage this issue?
I do not know how TriMet does their operator relief points.
They have a full-time staff person whose job it is to go out and find relief points for drivers. Some of this happens through public-private partnerships like this, where, for example, our relief point down at Lowell and Bond is a partnership with Streetcar and the city and Reach, where they agreed to build a bathroom in exchange for the city cleaning it and using it for their operator relief point. Sometimes when we have issues with the system, we'll make a deal with a coffee shop and agree to have our drivers come in, and I'll go in and pay $100 up front out of my budget, so our operators have free rein to the bathroom. It's just a deal-by-deal basis. I can tell you right now, as an operator, I've been dealing with them a lot, they have 15 minutes at most, and for them to have to walk six blocks out of direction both ways to use a bathroom is an extreme inconvenience for them right now.
Where's the nearest loo?
The Portland loo would be in the what's that park? Jameson Square?
And how far is that?
It's about three blocks.
Thank you for your explanation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody want to testify on this item?
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes. Am I going to join you guys up here?
Please do.
You'll make me nervous.
Do you want us to leave?
No.
Okay.
I'm not that nervous. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. This is a really interesting item because it was on the consent agenda and it's also under an emergency, which automatically annoys us. It seems to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is this was a reaction to the auditor coming down and severely criticizing the department, saying things like, your ridership is 19% over what it is, that the figures are phony, that you don't know what you're doing, that management is really bad. For an auditor to say those things, for me to say it, you're kind of used to it, but for an auditor to say it, it's significant. Because usually the words are more gentle than that. So what do we have in this? My understanding is, Commissioner Novick, you are contracting to somebody outside the city to come in and tell you exactly what the auditor just told you. Because that's what your paperwork says. You're going to spend anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million of transportation money for a contractor to tell you you're screwed up. So, I have a deal for you. I have a deal for you. Don't interrupt me. I'm going to tell you you're screwed up. Just give me $50. And we can save $900,000 or whatever it is. These are the reasons that we do not trust you with the money. Because
Walsh,
you do stuff like
you have
this.
Testimony in this
Don't
item.
Interrupt me, sir.
Mr. Walsh,
do
you
not
have testimony in this
me,
item.
Interrupt me, sir. I have 3 minutes. When my 3 minutes are up, you can run your
Mr.
mouth
Walsh,
forever.
You have testimony on this item, on cleaning
I'm
bathrooms.
I'm speaking on this item.
On
you
cleaning bathrooms?
You are spending $1 million on this item.
No, we are
and
not.
And you wanted a consent no. agenda.
Mr. Walsh.
Just slip it underneath
Mr. Walsh,
the table.
You're addressing a you're actually addressing a separate item. Your testimony is not addressed to this item. If you have testimony
this
on cleaning...
This is 88,
you have testimony,
right?
It's, and that... You're talking about the con- the procurement...
This is 88. The Bureau estimates these services... could range from $500,000 to $1 million based on prior year's data. Where am I wrong, sir?
Where'd you read that, Joe?
Tell me where I am wrong. In your own paperwork. It's here. Would you like to see it, Amanda? I will send it up to you.
I think it's item number 95.
I believe it's item number 95.
We're talking about the price of toilet paper.
Right.
You're talking about the price of toilet paper?
Yeah.
Well.
Mr. Walsh, if you want to return to testify on item 95, you're free to do so.
Okay, I'll return to testify on 95 and basically say the same thing.
Thank you, sir.
That is my argument. I'm sorry. I was outside. I walked in. I thought this was item 88.
It is.
Then why is the paperwork... This came right off the computer.
It's on the agenda later. It's a different item.
Right.
But, I mean, why would this be a different item if
there's two separate
you asked for the paperwork on 88 on your website?
So the link is wrong, you're telling us?
Could Pardon? Be,
maybe the link is wrong, is incorrect?
Well, how is that possible if you just... click on the number and you say, give me all the copies of the paper.
I don't know, Mr. Walsh, but there's two separate streetcar items. There's this one and there's 95, and I think that your comments are more intended to address 95.
I have copies of them both, if you want to take a minute and we can go over them separately.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, this is the streetcar. That's the one I wanted to talk about. So you want me to come back
on 95? Yes, please, sir.
But I'm telling you that there is a problem on your website because the command that I gave was give me the background paperwork on this item, and this is what came up. So why is that?
I don't know, Mr. Walsh. We'll check into that. Thank
that
you.
Would be a good thing. Because it's $1 million here, $1 million there. What the hell?
Thank you, Mr. Walsh.
All right. I'll be back on that item. Okay.
Anybody else to testify on this item?
I just have one further question, and that is about the emergency clause. What's the urgency to get this done now rather than in 30 days?
For us, the bathroom is available for use, and having operator access to a restroom seemed like a routine business item.
They're already using it, according to what
no.
I'm hearing.
Well, they have started last week, because last week the OMSI station was shut down, so the operators had no place to use the bathroom on the central loop line.
And
so I allowed them to use my bathroom last week.
Thank you.
If it doesn't have to be an emergency, that's perfectly fine with me.
It's retroactive to December anyway, right?
Right. They've been using it for about a week. Yeah.
So you don't, there's no real need, we could remove the emergency clause.
Yeah.
If you wished.
And then Mr. Bauer would continue cleaning the bathroom himself?
I might make my wife happy.
So is that your wish, Commissioner?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do we need a motion to remove the emergency clause?
Yes, we do.
I move that we remove the emergency. Thank you for your testimony.
Sure.
Is there a second?
Second. Okay. Please call the roll, Carla.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye. And can we have a roll call on the underlying
passes
item?
To a second reading.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
Thank you very much to staff for being present and answering my questions.